I think it's awfully important that we as Floridians have the opportunity to be at the forefront of this next important election for the presidency. And I want to congratulate Senate President Ken Pruitt, Speaker Marco Rubio, for having the vision and the fortitude to make sure that we move up our primary date to January the 29th. This is, I think, just one of the natural consequences of that smart decision that they did to go ahead and move up our elections.
The chair of the Republican Party of Florida, Jim Greer, said that the early primary elections in Florida make the state essential for candidates hoping to earn their party's nomination.
I think Florida has always been a player in choosing the next president. But in the scenario that we have now, where you have Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina, I think candidates could potentially not come in first place in those states, come to Florida, win Florida, and move into February 5th, Super Tuesday, with tremendous momentum and become the nominee in the nation. So I think Florida voters are going to play a much more relevant role in choosing the next president of the United States than they ever have before.
The questions in the debate will be chosen from videos that people have submitted to YouTube. Sam Feist is a senior executive producer at CNN. He said these are the first debates where questions will come from the voters.
This debate that we're going to have on September 17th is going to be revolutionary, we believe. There has never been a presidential debate where the questions came from the voters. The questions throughout the program will come from voters through YouTube. The first debate will be this Monday night. It will be the Democratic debate. And the second debate, of course, will be the Republican debate that will be here on September 17th.
Steve Grove is the head of news and politics at YouTube. 16 major party presidential candidates have videos on YouTube, the site of what Grove calls a revolution in politics.
We have this platform called our You Choose 08 platform, where 16 of the presidential candidates are on YouTube. They've uploaded 1,200 videos. Two-thirds of those are created especially for the internet, and they've been viewed 13 million times. So YouTube is essentially becoming the world's largest town hall for political discussion, where people are going to beam in questions and videos from all over the country, and indeed all over the world. So there's really a revolution happening in politics right now, and it's taking place on YouTube, and we're excited to take that to the next level with these debates.
Earlier this week, Governor Crist signed a death warrant for Mark Dean Schwab, who was scheduled to be executed on November 15th. There had been a moratorium on the death penalty in Florida since December, after the botched lethal injection of Angel Diaz. The Supreme Court will rule in September whether Florida's method of execution is a violation of the Eighth Amendment's prohibition of cruel and unusual punishment. WMNF asked Governor Crist why he signed the warrant before the court determined whether Florida's system was constitutional.
Well, what we did is we set the date to be in October, realizing that they probably were going to have a ruling in September. And I thought it was important. I'm a supporter of the penalty, and I thought it was important if I support it and I believe in it, and I think that this individual deserves it, which clearly he does, that I would sign the warrant.
Crist also addressed economic issues and said that property insurance and property taxes are important to voters. He thinks the January referendum to implement a super homestead exemption will pass.
The citizens have a great opportunity, January 29th as well, and to push down property taxes another $15 billion more. I am confident that if we stay on those two issues, those economic issues, we can fire up this economy and provide more jobs for our people.
Crist said he was thankful that citizens' property insurance exists, especially since State Farm is dropping its policyholders along the coast. Citizens, which is run by the state, is supposed to be the insurer of last resort in Florida, but now insures the property of more Floridians than any other insurer.
Thank goodness for citizens' property insurance. I mean, you know, for them to be sort of the Chicken Little of insurance companies in the state of Florida is disappointing. But thank goodness the Florida legislature empowered citizens' property to compete, to offer lower rates, and to be very efficient. My mom and dad are now customers of Citizens Property Insurance, and they love it. The rates are cheaper, and they're doing better. So thank God for the legislature doing that.